listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
You know, I love being with you, everybody, every week. The last couple weeks, I've been a little under the weather, but the voice is back. Let's get at this thing. This week, we're taking a look at the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading from Numbers chapter 11, verses 25 through 29. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 19, verses 8 and 10, and then 12 through 14. Our second reading from the book of James, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. And our gospel rolled out by St. Mark, chapter 9, verses 38 through 43, then verse 45, and verses 47 through 48. This past summer was at the beach with my family, which is always, well, let's just call it an adventure. That's a nice euphemism. It's an adventure because my little girls are very girly girls, and while they love being out in creation and playing in the surf and playing in the sand, they're not huge fans of when the sand sticks to you. You know, so really, it's mostly about 3 hours of applying sunblock and then hosing and cleaning kids off and about 1 hour of fun in the sand. But during that 1 hour, one of my children, who will remain nameless, should she ever listen to this someday, I don't want to embarrass her, but she kept running back and forth, you know, with sand and with water in the bucket, running back and forth, and she was trying to dump sand into the ocean and water into the sand. And she kept running. And as any parent, you know, when your child of that age is running back and forth, especially when they're getting fresh air, you're thinking, thank you, Jesus. Maybe they'll sleep tonight. So I wasn't going to stop her, even though this was a pretty pointless activity, really. If you get to the logical side of things, okay, you can look at something and say, this is not the best use of energy. You know, that what she was trying to accomplish was not going to work. And I was taken by how much she just kept trying and how excited she was, but she kept putting her energy into something that was not going to bear any fruit. While her one sister's playing in the ocean, the other one playing in the sand, this one just could not make up her mind. And she kept trying to disperse and displace the sand and the water back and forth until she got very frustrated after about 45 minutes and just quit. The reason I bring this up is that to me was a great metaphor of the Christian life. There are so many things in our Christian life that we put our energy into. So many things that we allow to get us upset. So many things that we allow to make our day unwind, our week unwind. So many activities, so much time we put into the wrong things. And when we misdirect our energy and put it in the wrong place, it's not going to bear fruit. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves, what are we in this for? Who are we in this for? What's the purpose of our faith? And who are we trying to impress? Who are we trying to serve? In the first reading, this is in the time of Moses and the time of the desert wandering, and they're wandering around for 40 years. And the Lord comes down in a cloud and speaks. And then now Moses is there, and he has a couple of his men with him, and they start to see that there are these other two people, and they're prophesying, okay? They're prophesying, but they're not part of Moses' inner circle. They're not part of his group. And they say, you know, Joshua, all of a sudden, he says, Moses, my Lord, should we stop them? And Moses says, why are you jealous for me? You know, wouldn't it be great if everybody was prophets? If the Lord wants to bestow his spirit on them, so be it, you know? And all of a sudden, it was sort of the inner circle, and they were getting upset because these other people were prophesying. They were taking Moses' job, and they were almost upset. Now, these other guys, they weren't doing anything terrible or wrong. They were prophesying in the Lord's name. But because they weren't part of the inner circle, Moses' inner circle, Joshua was very concerned about it. And again, we see, where are we putting our energy? And Moses, being very wise, was saying, hey, wouldn't it be great if the Lord bestowed a spirit on everybody? Would it be great if everybody was a prophet? And we have to remember again, see, Moses had that wisdom. Joshua had that youthful exuberance, but Moses had the wisdom at that point. And he was trying to give us a different perspective. Now, in the second reading, again, James is very, very practical. And when James starts talking about your wealth, your clothes, those things of this world, your wealth has rotted away, your clothes have been moth-eaten, your gold and your silver have corroded. You've stored up treasure for the last days, but your wages will be withheld. And he starts to talk about, look, if you're putting all of your energy into the earth, into things of luxury and pleasure and that sort of a thing, you're missing the bigger picture. Where are your priorities? Are you living for earth or are you living for heaven? Where are you putting your energy? Is all of your energy into living in the lap of luxury while on earth, or is your energy going into living luxuriously in heaven for eternity? Where are you putting your energy? Don't put it in the wrong place. Now, all of a sudden in the gospel, John says to Jesus, teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name. Kind of sounds like the first reading. You see why the church puts the first reading and the gospel together like they do. And Jesus says, don't prevent him. There's no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. Okay, for whoever is not against us is for us. that whoever is not against us is for us. That kind of sounds familiar. That's scriptural, okay? If they're not against me, they're for me. They're with me, not against me. This is a beautiful example, once again, of Jesus helping us to look around and to say, look, don't lose perspective. And I think this is really, really important to mention, especially during an election year, that when you do have to look very far, look on Twitter, look on Facebook, look at the way that people destroy each other, even Christians, even Catholics, destroying each other verbally on social media during this election year. And the liberals can't stand the conservatives, and the conservatives can't stand the liberals, and the Democrats can't stand the Republicans, and the Republicans can't stand the Democrats. I mean, literally, it goes on and on and deeper and deeper. My brothers and my sisters, even if someone that you worship next to on a Sunday does not share your exact political viewpoint or belief and that kind of a thing, what we have to remember at the end of the day, even if your argument is valid, even if you're right, we have to remember at the end of the day is that you're called to love, to share truth, absolutely, not to back down from truth, not to cower from truth, not to be selfish, not to be prideful, to be loving. But at the end of the day, we can't forget that, you know, that a Republican can't think that a Democrat's their greatest enemy, the same way a Christian can't think that a Muslim is their greatest enemy. What we have to remember, my brothers and sisters, at the end of the day is that our collective enemy is sin. That's the enemy. Anyone who is aspiring to sin, who is standing behind sin, promoting sin, okay, anyone who's trying to destroy Christ, trying to destroy God, okay, sin is the enemy, the collective enemy that we can all agree on, and we should all agree on as Christians, and we have to stand united against sin. So even if the person next to you doesn't do things the way you do it, doesn't say things the way you'd say it. And this isn't just political. This comes down to style. This comes down to, you know, personal preference. This comes down, you can go geographically, you can go regionally, you can see the way different people do different things in different places. My brothers and my sisters, if we are in this for Christ, and we're rooted in humility and we're living for Him and loving Him, that is the ultimate goal. We have to stand united against sin. And that's why we have to put our energy into the right place. And that's one of the reasons in this gospel that Jesus, after he goes on to say, look, whoever's not against us is for us, he goes on to talk about, be careful about leading other people into sin. He's very clear about it. It would be better for you to have a huge stone tied around your neck and be thrown into the sea than to lead someone into sin. Now think about that for 1 second. Think about that. Christians don't just avoid what will lead them into sin. They have to avoid what should lead the whole body of Christ into sin. This isn't just about what makes you sin. It's about living and acting in such a way that you're going to help others avoid sin, because sin is the common enemy. My brothers and my sisters, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself where you're putting your energy. Are you putting your energy into fighting people who have the same goal and who worship and serve the same God? Or are you putting your energy into fighting against sin, and fighting against the evil one who's trying to divert people's attention away from your God? My brothers and my sisters, there's only so much energy in the day. Put it into the right place. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.